USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's fiscally responsible and it's paid for. And these plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit.
According to the Congressional Budget Office Thursday, that is misinformation by President Biden. In fact, the social spending bill, or Build Back Better, will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. The House tried to push the bill through Congress in the middle of the night, early Friday morning, but Representative from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, kept talking until Congress adjourned for the night.
This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
The news outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night to either photograph jurors or intimidate them. MSNBC denies any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After all these years, the murder trial of civil rights champion Malcolm X reveals law enforcement got the wrong guys.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s, but Islam died in 2009. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More than 800 Activision Blizzard employees are calling for CEO Bobby Kotick to resign in an open letter. It seems to be about employees wanting to unionize their 9,500 employees. World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, Overwatch, and more are part of the Blizzard platform. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Congress was attempting to push through President Biden's social spending program in the middle of the night, Washington time. Early Friday morning, Republican representative from California, Kevin McCarthy, from the House floor, kept talking until proceedings were shut down for the night. Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to push the vote again Friday morning.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, but you're not hiring one new person to protect the border. And what is the job of the IRS agents? They're going after Americans. And what Americans are they going after? Any one of you that spends $28 in one single day. If you go to Starbucks, if you simply put 3 gallons of gas in your car, and you go through a drive-thru, maybe you get a dollar meal at McDonald's. IRS is coming for you. You're proud of that fact. That's what you held the CBO up for. How much money can we get from Americans by auditing them? You know what you just provided? Who you're auditing? You're auditing 1.2 million more Americans. You're bringing this bill on the premise that you don't trust Americans. And you know what Americans you're going after? One half of those 1.2 million are people who earn $75,000 or less. That's what you're trying to pay this bill from. House is not in order, Mr. Speaker.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.